Okay. So, again, I'm not going to be able to complete this, but let me talk a little bit about, you know, this issue for like 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then maybe speak more about either this part or connected parts over Shabbos. This, of course, is a Shemitah year, so it's we haven't really had a chance, but it's obviously special to be able to talk about, you know, these inyanim. And today's Yom HaAtzmaut, which seems to be more and more neglected in the wider community, I think sadly, unfortunately, because I think it really is a very special day. It's a day which, you know, is the anniversary of, you know, events that really transform, you know, Klal Yisrael's trajectory at a very, you know, very much a turning point, you know, in history. And even if that were not the case, meaning even without the context and, you know, the me'afel le'ora and everything that goes into that, you know, even just objectively, the return of sovereignty to Eretz Yisrael by Klal Yisrael is obviously a monumental, you know, moment, you know, certainly to be celebrated. And as I say, my masoret from Mori Barabi, Rav Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, so his yahrzeit is probably yesterday, I'm thinking, you know, is that the way to mark Yom HaAtzmaut, in addition to the other things that are done, many of which are very appropriate, is, you know, to revisit the topics of Tzrayim, or to immerse oneself in the topics of Tzrayim, that really highlight the role of Eretz Yisrael. The truth is that Eretz Yisrael's role is transcendent and goes beyond Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz, of course, but, and that we see that from the first Rashi, you know, in Chumash, the fact that, you know, we passed over other alternatives in the beginning of the Torah, you know, because of the importance of Eretz Yisrael. And we see it again and again and again in many different contexts. But Mitzvah Tlius Ba'aretz obviously are more, you know, concrete, and obviously more, therefore, in some respects, a very intense, you know, expression of what our bond to Eretz Yisrael is. And certainly Shemitah, you know, qualifies magnificently in that respect. So I want to speak very quickly about this one issue very, very quickly, and I hope to elaborate more. And also just to connect it to a little bit to some of the things that we've been discussing, like in a meta-halachic, broader level. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Josh reminded me that we didn't have the Zroim Shir last year on Yom HaAtzmaut. I was really first troubled by it because I was trying to figure out why that would have been. And then I realized that I wasn't speaking last year on Yom HaAtzmaut. So I'm very grateful, although I should probably get my thing back, right? But I'm very grateful to, you know, to be past that. So, you know, actually I speak longer, not shorter, to make up for last year. So I guess we'll do that over Shabbos. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Gemara talks about, you know, a famous, you know, incident that took place. But, you know, the context, of course, is Psule Eidos, Elohein HaPsulim. So, Sochrei Shvius is on the list of the Psulim. And the Gemara here in Chabab Menalev discusses what, you know, what are Sochrei Shvius, what made them Psulim. So among other things, the Gemara tells the story that Koshubei Bnei Rechava Hai Misharabu Anasim Misharabu Atagarim Miboilei. So the Gemara says that Misharabu Anasim Umayniu Arnuna Kedemachruz Arbyanai Puku Vizaru Bishvius Mishum Arnuna. That on Shemitah, even though there's typically a prohibition of Zuria, everybody agrees that Zoreya is a malacha, which is included under the rubric of Vishavsa Art Shabbos Hashem. But nonetheless, the declaration was made by Rav Yanai, Puku Vizaru Bishvias Mishum Arnuna. Arnuna, or Arnona, means a tax, Behemoth Arnuna. We talked about it Isas are in their last year in Psakim. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Chazru Lomar, Osfin, Ksherim, Sochrim, Psulim. Very interesting Gemara. And then the Gemara tells this fascinating story, which we're not going to go into now. Rabbi Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yotzadak, Kabakazim Avrishan of Asya, Pagub Huresh Lakish. Like, and as they were going, they were seemingly encountering all these, you know, breaches of Hilchos Shvius. And they were all making, you know, justifying or making excuses. And, you know, Rish Lakish was very harsh on the whole thing, and that he, you know, he turned his anger against them. He thought that they were like Mekel on, you know, Kedushas Shvius. Very fascinating. Shakla Vitari, not for now. But what I do want to zero in on is this Hakhraz itself, that Rav Yanai, you know, told people that they should go out and be Zoreya B'Shvius, which otherwise would be an Iser Lab, Mishum Arnuna. So what is it? What does that mean? So Rashi Alatar says that this is, and this part we've spoken about before. I just want to zero in on the Rambam, but I need the background for that. The Rashi says that this is based on the principle that Shemitah at this time already was Midrabanan, and since Pukuv Azar B'Shvias, Shvias Mizman Azed Drabanan, the Batla Kedushas Ha'aretz. I think when we learned Chulin, we talked a little bit, you know, about this Gemara and the question of, you know, Kedushas Ezra and Kedushas Yoshua. I'm not going to go so much into that right now, but just, you know, background a little bit. Tosus says, Pirsha Kuntras Lashon Rishon Sachar Nibetocha V'Karka Shol Nachrihu V'lo Nihira Al Koch Nira K'Pirish Acher Shepirish Mishum Arnuna. And if you look at Tosus in Gittin Samach Beis of an Aleph, which Tosus tells you to look at, this is also another day in Rashi, that maybe there's another possible explanation of this phenomenon, and that is Pikuach Nefesh. So basically, two explanations are given for this Gemara by Rashi and by Tosus and by the majority of Rishonim, and that is either Pikuach Nefesh, obviously, which is Doche, the Isra of Shemitah, or Shmias Bizman HaZed Rabbanan, and therefore, you know, the pressure of Pukuv Azaru, you know, justified this behavior. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, again, I'm not going to be able to fully develop this, but I'll tell you what I think is the basic idea, and then I will try to elaborate more and on other things that are connected. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara. Rambam says here, Misha Rabu Ha'anasim, Bitilum Balche Goyim Al Yisrael Lasos Mizonos L'chayalosehem, Hitiru L'zroa V'hen B'Shvius, Dvarim Shetzrichanem Avde HaMelech Bilvad. The Bilvad is very interesting, right? V'chein, Misha Kofo So Anos Lasos B'Shvius B'chinam, also very interesting, the word B'chinam is, the Bilvad is Miutar, that's definitely only the Rambam. The word Bechinam is only the Rambam. Bilvad doesn't get any attention from the local Mefarshim Alatar, Nosei Kelim, but Bechinam does. Mari Kurka says, I don't understand the Bechinam. The Kesef Mishnah tries to explain the Bechinam. Kinesha Layov Alaharim, Kemo Avodas HaMelech, Ukiyotzebo, Hareze Ose. What's the big deal? And the Rambam is codifying the Gemara. Ah. The problem is that the Rambam is codifying the Gemara, but the Gemara is a very problematic Gemara. So the Rambam should have codified, you know, the justification. All the Rishonim need to justify this Gemara. They consider this Gemara to be an exception rather than a rule, right? It's either, you know, based on some sort of mitigating circumstances. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, you know, again, let me make it clear. If the story that took place that the Gemara is recording, so it's an event, right? The Rambam's recording it as a halacha right in the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. On the previous halacha, which I also want to get back to, he talks about like the extent of the Surei Doraisa, and he also makes very important, maybe, some Achronim think this might be connected to, the difference between what the Gemara in Moed Katan calls Avruye Lona, meaning things that you do to, you know, to enhance, you know, trees that you're not allowed to do in Shemitah, and let's say afkue kilkula, or things of that sort, you know, where what you're doing is like maintenance and just making sure that the trees or the ground or the karka and the soil, you know, doesn't deteriorate. Okay, that's the previous Rambam. And all of a sudden, Misha Rabba Nasim, Betilam Balche Goyim. So doesn't the Rambam have to explain why? Ah. So the Ravid jumps in. Amar Avram. Anu Kibalnu, our Kabbalah is, Hanasim Arnuna. Shano Talamela, Chomesh Repelis Haaretz, Umishena Ovda Gozelo Samimenu. It doesn't necessarily attack the Rambam, but the Ravid feels the need, even though the Ravid isn't writing this, this work, but he feels the need, either as a critique, an implied critique of the Rambam, or just as a peirush. You know, even as a minor contributor to the work, not minor in quality, but I mean in quantity, to say, by the way, this is only because, or this is based on the principle of Shvius Bizman Hazeh being, or Shvius Bimakomos Elu being Durabban. Right? This obviously, we're talking about, does it say that in the Rambam? No, we're talking about Aratzos She Hichziku Ole Mitzrayim Velo Hichziku Ole Bavel? Certainly not. But the Ravid says that his Kabbalah is, or it can only be, that Hamakom Shelo Hichziku Ole Bavel Velo Hoysa Shvius Noheges Bahem Ela Midivrei. Because otherwise, this would be a violation of the Din D'oraisa. It's okay, there's a little pressure from taxes or whatever. But how do you justify this halakha? The Marikorkas has a really interesting analysis of the Rambam. We'll get that in a minute. But analysis of the Ravid also. He says, I just don't understand why the Ravid didn't just say, since in other places it seems that he holds, that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Drabana. Why did he zero in on the geographic, you know, aspect of it? Right? If Bizman Hazeh, all Shemitah is Drabanan in all places, you know, why make this distinction? And then he says, the Ein Lomar Shadas Haravit Shagam Shvius Bizman Hazeh Noheges Min HaTorah Ukedas Bala Itur, that is the view of the Bala Itur. He says, I don't think that's true. And then he has another suggestion. The Im Daito Lomar Kivin Sheikar Shvius Sham Min HaTorah Roy Lahachmer Minayin Lo Milvad Shalashonu Anin Irachim. I mean, does the Ravid saying that there are two types of Shemitah Durabanan? There's a Shemitah Durabanan of Mekomos, right? And there's a Shemitah Durabanan of Zman, right? That would be very fascinating. That means that there's more than one Shemitah Durabanan, which makes sense. According to Beis Halevi, that certainly makes sense. Beis Halevi was of the opinion that you can sometimes have, this is not for now, when we learned Chulin, for those who are here, we did discuss it. But Beis Halevi was of the opinion of, Beis Halevi was a very long tshuva about the Heter Mechira in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph of the Tshuva's Beis Halevi, in which his big chiddush is that, you know, there are two types of, you know, Durabanans. There's a Durabanan where the Dinim are Durabanan, and there's a Durabanan where the Kedusha Sa'aretz is Durabanan. And that where you have Kedusha Sa'aretz Daraisa, even if the Dinim are Durabanan, for example, you don't apply the principle he's talking about, Yesh Kinyan Akum, you know, Lahafkiya. Yesh Kinyan Akum Lahafkiya, says the Beis Halevi, depends on the Kedusha Sa'aretz. It doesn't depend on whether the Dinim are Daraisa. It depends on whether Kedusha Sa'aretz Daraisa. Okay, that's a, whatever. Now, we're not talking about that exactly, but is, you have to say something like that. In other words, you know, in the Mekomos, you know, that we're not resettled in time of Ezra, so then, you know, there's no Shemitah at all. You know, and whatever Drabanan there is, it's just a Zecher, Bialma, etc. There are two Drabanans. But where the, you know, even if this Manazeh Shemitah is Drabanan, if it's Mekomos of Ezra, you know, then that's very interesting. Okay. So we'll get I don't know if we'll get back to that, but either way, that's something, you know, to think about. And then he says, at least in the end of the day, even though the Raivan is saying something a little different, I mean, they're saying Bizmana Zedrabanan. He's focusing, even if he does hold that Bizmana Zedrabanan, that the Makomos, you know, are also Mufka from the Eretz Yisrael of Ezra. By the way, this is something that could, you know, okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay. But either way, Rashi, Tosfos, Ravid, right, what they're saying is all similar, right? The Kesef Mishnah Alatar also, he doesn't say this is the Pshat in the Rambam, but he quotes, V'Rashi Pirish, Shvias Mizman Zed Rabban, on the Batele Kedusha Sa'aretz. And then he quotes the Ravid, Chei Misha Kotzer, and after that he says, okay, we'll leave it at that. Yeah. That's very intriguing because of the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yud Hilchos Shemitah the Yovel Halacha Tes, which I'm going to get to, and Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, which I'm going to get to in a moment. The Kesef Mishnah leaves the impression that the Rambam here is like Rashi. However, there are numerous problems with this. Again, number one, the Rambam doesn't say it, and as I say, he's not recording an event, he's formulating a halacha, and this is right at the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah. The Rambam has not addressed the status of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, you know, yet in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovlin. Number two, you know, the Rambam happens to hold in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Beis Avichira, that Kedusha Shnia of Ezra is Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Yasid Lavo. That's the Rambam's view. Again, the Ravid, you know, isn't necessarily in agreement with that. Rashi certainly not. Balitosis, but that is the view of the Rambam in Hilchos Truma and in Hilchos Shmita. He does hold that Trumos and Maestros Bizman Hazer Drabanan, that's something we talked about, in the end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Truma Halacha Chafei and Chavav, the Rambam, what I call, drops the other shoe, introduces the principle of Bias Kulchem, which applies to Kala, and expands it to Trumas and Maestros, and says, therefore, Bias Kulchem, because of Bias Kulchem, you know, Midrabanan, Trumas Maestros, Trumos, he says, V'yesh Omrim, maybe even, and V'yirali, Maestros, in addition to Truma, are Drabanan. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, Bias Kulchem is only Chav. But when it comes to Shemitah, Rambam says nothing. Later on, I'm going to have to get a punch on because I've got to stop in a minute, but let me just build up at least the question a little more. In Perek Yud, Hilchos Shemitah Halacha Tes, which is the transition Perek of the Rambam to Yovel, so the Rambam talks about Yovel, and then he says, oh, what depends on Yovel? So there are two girsos in the Rambam here, the famous Rambam. Rama says, Bizman she yovel noheg, noheg din evad ivri, din bat erichoma, din steh charamim, din sadachuza, mekablin gertoshav, binoheges shvias ba'aretz, the hashmatas ksafim b'chomako minatora. Very interesting lashon. Then he adds, Ubizman she ina yovel noheg, ein noheg evad ivri, velo bat erichoma, velo sadachuza, velo steh charamim, ein mekablin gertoshav. Ah. Now, the old Girsa in the Rambam, which is printed here in the Frankel as Nusach HaDfusin Makadumim, and which you'll find in the old Rambams, and which the Kesef Mishnah certainly had, and which the Re-Korkus originally had, goes the following. Ubizman she'ena yovel noeg, ena noeg echad mikol elu, chutz mishvias ba'aretz, hashmatas ksafen b'chomoko midivreyem, kimo shebiyarno. So the Vidivrayim, according to the old Girsa, certainly goes on Shemitas Ksafim, and questionable if it goes on Shvius itself. Like it's a very, very famous and old discussion. The Kisveyad that Prankel worked with, and that also the Re-Korkus already had, has a different Girsa, in which it's definitive that there is no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Dorais. V'no heges shvias ba'aretz midivreyem, that's the extra word, v'chein hashmatas ksafim b'chomoko midivreyem kemo shebiyarno. So that extra word midivreyem is printed in the Frankel based on the Kisveyad, And based, again, the re-Quercus, after spending a lot of time, you know, wondering and thinking and defending that maybe the Rambam holds that Shvius was Milo Zez Doraisa, ends up saying, no, what can I do? I found this Ksav Yad. So apparently not. But he still spent tons of ink going the other way, which I think is very significant. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah is all over the map. And of course, that's the Beis Hillel safe, so that's very important. Masha Kosov Chutz Mishvias, and he knew the Mari Kurkas in Zerayim. Umasha Kosov Chutz Mishvias Ba'aretz Vashmatas Ksafim B'kol Mako Midivrayim Nira Shemasha Kosov Midivrayim Lokoi Ela L'shmitas Ksafim The Ilu Shvias Ba'aretz Af Bizman Hazeh Umina Torah Kemo Shekasafti Bereish Perek Tes. If you look at the beginning of Perek Tes, so the Kesef Mishnah thinks that according to the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah here and the beginning of Perek Tes thinks that the Rambam holds Shmita Bizman Hazeh Doraisa. Even though in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph that we're reading, he quotes Rashi as if that's the explanation of our new. Here the Rambam says, Mitzaseh lahashmita milva b'shviyas, the Shemitah's Ksafim, Shenemar Shamot kol baal ma'ashe yado, batoveh achov she'over alav, etc. Over v'lo. So I say, Ein Shemitah's Ksafim, Halacha Beis, noheges min ha'Torah b'shviyas ele b'zman she'yovel noheg, she'yesh sham Shemitah's Karka. Yovel is the Shemitah's Karka, according to the Rambam. This is a question how you interpret the Brisa of Rebbe in Gittin, Parka Sholeach, and the beginning of Moed Katan, Vishtei Shmitas Akasa Bedaber, Shari Yishuv Akarka Labailov, meaning Yovel, below Kesef, Dovrze Kabbalahu, Omru Chakamim, Bizman Shatamashmit Karka, Tamashmit Ksafim, etc. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Venira Medivar Abenu Shemifarish, right? Shemash Omru Shem Bizman Shatamashamit Karka, Tamashamit Ksafim, Liyovel. Kori Mishamid Karka. Then he adds, Ukemosha Kasab is so perikud, Aval Shemitas Ksar Karka Af Bizmanazeh, Noheges Minatora. Like he writes in Perik Yud. But of course, that doesn't fit in with quoting Rashi in Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. The Mari Kurkas, I say, has a very lengthy piece, both in Perik Yud, Perik Tes and Perik Yud, with the Girsos and this and that, going back and forth and forth and back. Finally, he thinks that Rama holds Shemitas Rabbanan. But it doesn't stop him, as I say, from spilling a lot of ink to try to explain the Rambam the other way. Okay. And this, of course, is a very big controversy, having to do a lot with the you know, whole, you know, Hetter Mechira issue. Hetter Mechira is based in large amount on the idea that Shemitah Bizman HaZez Rabbanan. Those who disagreed with Hetter Mechira, this is a simplistic, not simplistic, this is a simple statement, it's a very complicated topic, but either felt that Shemitah Bizman HaZeh, at least when it comes to Karka, Avodas HaKarka, is Doraisa. That was the view of the Netziv. The Netziv wrote a very interesting kuntras in his Shuvas Meshev Davar called Zeh Dvar HaShemitah, which is really interesting. Even the name starts off by justifying the name. He thinks that according to the Rambam and other Rishonim, but certainly the Rambam, it's like the Kesef Mishnah, that Shmitas Avodas HaKarka, at least, is Doraisa. That's the view of the Netziv. The Beis Halevi and others, also who were against the Hetter Mechira, conceded that maybe, according to the Rambam, Shmitah Bizman HaZeh was Derabbanan, but as I said before, they argued that just because Shmitah Bizman HaZeh is Derabbanan doesn't mean Yesh Koach La'akum La'afkia Mikdusha Sa'aretz, because there are different levels of Drabbanan, and not everything is patterned after. The Gemara says that Surya of Kibush Achid, Lo Shma Kibush, so in Surya, Yesh Kinen Akum Lafkiya. So that's usually the paradigm to say, oh, if the Shemitah is Drabbanan, then Kinen Akum is Mafkiya. And the Beis Halevi and others said, no, not true, not true. Surya, there's an absence of Kedusha Sa'aretz, Midaraisa. Eretz Yisrael, this Kedusha Sa'aretz, there are other reasons why it's Drabbanan, and therefore, Midrabbanan, there's still Ein Kinyan Akum Lafki. Either way, to make a short story a little bit shorter, getting back to Perek Aleph Halacha, first of all, the Rambam doesn't relate to any of this at all. If anything, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, and in Hilchos Trumos, certainly the impression you would get there, you know, if the Rambam didn't explicitly or implicitly negate that in Perek Yud Hilchos Shmita Halacha Tes, the one that we just read, but that, you know, Hilchos Shmita is the end of Sefer Zerayim, right? But at the beginning of Zroim, Hilchos Trumos, and in Sefer Avoda, Beis HaBechira, the Rambam certainly gives the impression that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Doraisa, at least based on Kedushas Haaretz, meaning Kedushas Ezra. He mentions Shemitah, which is why it's such a controversial, you know, call. You know, even maybe not once you have the Ksav Yad, but we'll get back to that too. In any case, even if the Rambam held that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Drabanan, as it could be for different reasons, Yovel, according to that Girsa, Rab Chaim was of the opinion, Beis HaLevi a little also, that the reasoning of Bias Kolchem actually applies to Shemitah. They think actually that Trumas was derived from Shemitah. The Netziv, in his Tshuva, doesn't think that at all. He distinguishes between Ubevoachem Ela Aretz and Kisavo Ela Aretz. One he thinks is a miut, the other he thinks is a ribui. Very interesting. In the end of the day, whether the Rambam holds Shemitah, Bezman Hazeh, Derabanan, or Doraisa is complicated. Even if he holds it Derabanan, it's hard to believe that Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, is based on that. The Radvaz has another suggestion. I'm going to stop literally in 3 more minutes. The Radvaz has another suggestion, and that is Pikuach Nefesh, based on Yerushalmi, Chai Nefesh, and Tosis, etc. It doesn't sound like the Rambam is formulating Pikuach Nefesh, number one. Number two is Achronim ask, and if it is Midin Pikuach Nefesh, so what do you need that for in Hilchos Shemitah? I mean, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, Kol HaTorah Kula, with the exceptions, you know, that the Rambam outlines in Perikei, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. So do we really need to tell you that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche here? So what I'd like to suggest, and I need to elaborate this much more, but just as we're on the run, is that the word bilvad and the word chinam are critical here, and I think the Mari Kurkus, even though in the end he kind of tempers a little bit, really captured the idea without explaining it, but by the little that he adds. Mari Kurkus says, "Ubir l'shon rabenu efshar dibizman hazeh mayri alfa bishalo pirish." Okay, whatever. Oef Shar, Sheyesh Koach Bianca Chomim Lakar Dover Melator and Pineha Ones, Kivan Shehi Malacha La Acherim, the Gam Ef Shar Lovely De Tsar, Korovly De Sakan. So the Mari Kurkus has an element that is short of Pikuach Nefesh, but is Ones. But he suggests that because of the danger, which is kar of the pikuach nefesh, yesh kok be'al chachamim lakar dover min haTorah. Now, is this a general din? If so, then the Rambam should have formulated it. But the word that I like in the Mari Kurkus, kiven shehi malacha le'acherin, and then earlier, when he first quotes the Rambam, I don't know if it was conscious or subconscious, because he already had it in mind, this is the part I really like, im kein nimtza she'ein zorin la'atzman, El lechel amelech, the lekachi tiru lahem, and I think that's what the word bilvad and chinam is all about. Meaning, what the Mari Kurkus seems to be suggesting, and interesting of all people, the Netziv, who has the biggest problem because he holds that according to the Rambam, avodas hakarka is doraisa bizman hazeh. So what do you do with Arnuna? Says the Netziv, yeah, the Torah wasn't oser this kind of avoda. Only avoda that leads to like personal gain, you're going to bring it to the Gomer. Like, what does that mean? Right? In Hilchos Shabbos, there's an Isser Zriya, and Zmira, and Ktsira, and Betzira. Right? We don't have these heterim, that Bishum Anos, you know, it's okay, or if it's, you know, not for his profit. Right? And frankly, even if you did, you could say something like, it's Malach Hashem Tzvicha Legufa. We don't have those categories in Shemitah. Shemitah is a din in Veshav Sa'aretz, Shabbos Lashem. Right? It's Shvisas HaKarka, not even Shvisas HaGavra. Like, so what is this? So I think what emerges in the Rambam is the perspective that the Isra Avodas HaKarka isn't an objective Maisa Beira, Isra Malacha. It is, of course. It's an Isra Malacha. But it's, and not only is the difference, which is part of the story, between Issa Melecha Sagavra or Issa Melecha Mitzad Chetza Shal Karka. The bigger idea in Shemitah for the Rambam, and there's also a question that I want to expand on maybe on Shabbos, because there are different aspects of Shemitah, and there might be different motifs. But I believe for the Rambam, all of the motifs of Shemitah are connected to the concept of behaving like a bayit. The idea of Shemitah, Hoysa Shabbos LaHashem, Shvisa Sakarka, is the idea that every 7 years, a person has to pull back from his demonstrative conduct or status as an individual owner. Again, I hope to elaborate this a little bit more over Shabbos. And therefore, anything which doesn't constitute, you know, an expression of like personal ownership, right? It does not fall into the rubric of Yisurei Shemitah. And I think this affects the concept of Shemitah as Hefker. It isn't really Hefker, something we'll talk about a little more. It's more that it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, or you abstain from expressing your ownership, and that has overlapping common consequences with Hefker, but it's not actual Hefker. For example, you can use Peros Shvias, Lekadesh HaSaisha, and so on, you know, for Matzah, you know, for Lochem in the Dalad Minim, right? And there are other indications of that as well. The real Isur in Shemitah is the full expression. Even though you are an owner, you're an owner on the seventh year too, but you're not allowed to express or demonstrate your ownership. It's a year in which you have to pull back with a sense of humility and recognize or acknowledge, you know, of course, the sovereignty of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but also the collective sovereignty of all Klal Yisrael. Almost go back to prior to Yeshiva V'Chalukah. I think that's a very crucial aspect. But I wanted to just end with this point, and that is, in some respects, what we've been discussing about Tfisas Karka and Cheskas Karka, Tfisas Metalta and Cheskas Karka, etc., is how difficult it is to establish like a real kesher, a real bond with a bailus, with Karka. Because Karka, li'olam ha'mades, you know, and it's the ability, you know, of human beings to, you know, express or to, you know, really cultivate real ownership over it is questionable and problematic, right? It's the olam ha'mades, it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but, you know, my car, my my baseball bat, my, you know, my food, you know, I can destroy it, you know, ha'aretz nasan levnei adam, you know, on the metaltalin side, is much easier to understand. But when it comes to karka, right, the idea that we're just visiting, and this is not a commercial for ecology, you know, although I think it's relevant, but the idea that we, you know, we pass through the karka and we try to develop a relationship, and we can do that midine Torah, but there's still an awareness that it's different than metaltalin, is something that is very much part of the broader halacha. That itself is accentuated in an extreme way, you know, where the karka is suffused with kedusha, namely kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is why things like, I think, Hasagas Gavul, you know, is only an Isur in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a paradigm for many broader things, and sometimes it's only in Eretz Yisrael because of kedusha Eretz, and sometimes it's only in Eretz Yisrael as kind of the acute expression of karka more generally. But this idea of karka in general, and especially karka of Eretz Yisrael for various reasons, and the idea that you have ownership and responsibility, you know, 6 of 7 years, and the seventh year you're an owner who acknowledges competing or other variables and facets of it, becomes a very crucial issue. So I think it's very, you know, the whole Heter Mechira issue was very emotional. Shemitah is like a very emotional topic. You see, you know, the kind of you know, exchanges that it triggered, very fascinating, and the whole parsha of that practical question. But, you know, for centuries, the idea of, you know, expressing ownership of the karka, you know, in an unfettered way, not, was a very abstract question. Not only because there weren't, you know, so many Jews or such a big Jewish community living in Eretz Yisrael, but because, again, just even psychologically, the idea of, you know, ownership of the land and what it means and when you have to restrict it, it was a very abstract or remote concept. And, you know, we are very fortunate, all of us, to have been born, you know, into a world, you know, makes it more difficult not to take it for granted, but obviously it's a huge schus, where Medinas Yisrael and sovereignty over Eretz Yisrael and questions like this of, you know, bailus and, you know, ceding, you know, or acknowledging the Rabbanu Shalom's role and Klal Yisrael's role and our own limitations, you know, in all these different ways, as expressed through all Dinei Zroim, but especially, you know, the theme of Shemitah, you know, the fact that this is all so much more concrete, you know, it's all much more, you know, combative too, but, you know, that goes with the territory. But that in itself is a kind of a skus, as long as we keep it, you know, in perspective. So, on Yom HaTzma'ut, a day in which we acknowledge that, you know, we are very fortunate, you know, and it really is a game changer, you know, to live in a world, you know, where this is such a concrete reality for all of us, you know, we should, you know, really make every effort not to take it for granted, but also to immerse ourselves in, like, you know, the implications of these issues, you know, to revel in, you know, the opportunities of bailus in Eretz Yisrael, collectively and individually, and also to understand that, you know, pulling back is an expression of kedusha, and the implications of that as well. To be continued in some form.